Mr. Burrow, just so you know, the highway corridor was added January of 1996, but then amended August of 2004. Case number 10,885, Gaylord and Elizabeth Leonard, west of Route 1, Coastal Highway, corner of Andrew Avenue and First Street, being lot 16, block E within an acre development, a variance from the corner side yard setback requirement.
Name and address, sir.
My name is Gaylord Leonard. My address is 8208 Langbrook Road, Springfield, Virginia.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. We've owned this property since early 70s. When you come down Coastal Highway and you get to the street where the big blue water tank is, you make a right onto Bayard and make an immediate right onto Andrew. We have a small civic association there, 30-some houses. Mm-hmm. Andrew goes from Bayard to Dodd, and off of Andrew are two dead-end streets, First Street and Second Street. My wife and I are co-presidents of the Civic Association there, and we've owned and enjoyed this property a long time. Initially, we had friends that were tearing a house down in the same block, and we were going to buy part of that house and add a couple of bedrooms to the triangular lot that is adjacent, is part of our property. That didn't work out, but I'm still very interested in getting the variance, and we may make additional improvements as an attachment to our house there. The fact is that I think every other house in the subdivision, Ann Acres was pre-planning, and every other house there along Andrew has a 10-foot setback. Because ours was the corner lot, the county unilaterally assessed a 15-foot setback on our corner lot there in going into First Street. And what I'm asking for is the variance to 10 feet to give me a little more room to add the improvements that we may add along the property there. We've talked to an awful lot of our neighbors, and I don't think any of them are in opposition to what we plan, but anything we do would be within the setbacks, hopefully with a 10-foot setback along Andrew instead of a 15-foot setback.
If this were approved, when would you plan to do the project?
I'm sorry, I didn't.
If it were to be approved, when would you plan to do the project? Because I noticed you said we may.
Well, we don't have a specific date because we don't have specific plans at this point. Initially, our neighbors, they've already torn down their house. Our agreement with them was that we would not impact their building plans in any way. And so it got to the point where when I tried to arrange for movers and foundation people and trying to do some demo work and whatnot on their house, it just impacted their schedule too much. So that caused us to change our plans. And at this point, I'm not exactly sure what we're going to do, but I am sure that I do need that variance to give me enough room to do something. It's so restrictive and so it gives us such a handicap to do anything with the property adjacent there.
The reason I asked the question, if it's approved, you have a period of 1 year to do anything with, you know, what would be granted.
Well, does that mean that it reverts back to 15 foot after 1 year?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Well,
unless you were to ask for an extension, you know, we typically will, because of construction time limits and what have you, we sometimes grant them 6 months to a year.
But frankly, I feel like I'm being penalized because every other property in that subdivision has a 10-foot setback, and I have a 15-foot setback.
On the corner lots, they
all? Yes, sir.
So you're saying 144 also has a 15-foot? Is that correct?
All corner lots there, there have been
they all have 15.
Granted for variances
okay.
in this area, but every corner lot is 15 feet with the county.
Well, okay, that wasn't my understanding.
That's the code. I mean, the code says that, so
okay.
that's the way it is.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And you're not being treated any differently than anyone else because everybody who gets a variance has a year to get under construction. So
okay.
if you don't want it, you come back and do it another time. But it's only good for a year.
Yeah. Well, I'm here now, and it's not a vain act. I would like to have it.
Okay,
sure.
Why don't you run through the standards for granting a variance that are required by the code?
Are you asking me for some response now, sir?
Well,
yes, sir.
Yes.
The onus is on you to convince this board that you meet those standards for granting the variance.
Well.
Mr. Leonard?
Yes.
At the time of the application, you signed it stating
yes.
that you would address these standards. So if you want to take it and try to address the board, then give it back to me.
Did he do this? He did this already.
He's given.
He already filled him in already, right? He was doing what he did.
Yes. It's attached to this.
Yeah.
He's here.
Yeah.
I don't have it to that one. Read that. Those are your standards. You address those.
This is the only triangular shape of property that's not. Doesn't have improvements on it. Everything else does.
Okay.
The fact is that I can see where there might be some concern when you drive up First Street to Andrew to make a turn that you would want to have clear vision. But anything that I build there is going to have at least a 40-foot gap between the end of the road and any building. There'll be adequate vision to make any turn on the road there. How can I say it? I don't want to sound unhappy about it, but the fact is that I bought this property because of the vacant triangle adjacent to my house, and I've been paying taxes on it for 40 years, and without this variance, maybe I can park two cars on that. I'm being a little facetious there, but it isn't much different than that. Initially, I was told that there was a 35-foot setback in front and a 15-foot setback in back along Andrew. It's nice to have the additional space for kids to play on, but it's not a practical thing to be able to make any improvements on, which is what I'm hoping to do. And right now, I don't have a time frame. A year would give me enough time to decide, what to do as far as what improvements I might want to make. And is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yeah, because it's impractical without the variance to have enough space to do practically anything with the property. The when you come down Andrew Avenue, it's something of a through street, but there's only 12 houses on First Street, the street that my house faces, and there's very little traffic there. Again, Andrew Avenue was, and Acres was developed before planning, and when I came to the county here, they said that I could put improvements on the property practically any way that they would fit. And so I'm looking for a little additional space to be able to make some improvements. I think that's all I have.
Sir, what are you planning to add? Are you planning on tearing your house down, or are you planning on...
No, I'm not going to tear the house down. Initially, I was going to add a small breezeway and two additional bedrooms out on this space. That was like 12 foot by 24 foot plus the breezeway, and that would fit rather nicely, less than 400 feet, and so I'd have some break as far as the foundation is concerned for an improvement less than 400 feet. But I don't know, again, anything that I do, if I would get the variance, would be within the setbacks. Hopefully with a 10-foot setback along Andrew rather than a 15. I think that this, maybe there's a 15-foot on Second Street, but again, that's, to me, that's a whole different animal because the triangular piece of property that I have from my house out to the corner where First Street meets Andrew is quite a long triangular piece. And again, it diminishes the size of buildable space when you have a significant setback in front and 15 feet along Andrew. I have a piece of pie there that's quite long.
Right. No other questions? All right, sir. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, the office received a letter in favor of.
One letter, thank you. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion to take case number 10,885 under advisement.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 10,885 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made or later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir.